Tonight, we're going to be welcomed on the home opener by Deacon Shaw as he comes in from West Valley City, Utah, standing about 5'11" tall, weighing in at 150 pounds, as he comes in with a perfect 3-0 record in 4 games played, as he has allowed 6 goals, made 67 saves, has a save percentage of .918, so just about a 92% save percentage, and has allowed, on average, 2.21 goals per game. So if you just want to look at the 2.21 to the 4.95 goals against between the two goaltenders that are starting tonight, things would look to be in Wisconsin Rapids' favor. But Rory, as a goalie himself, he'll probably tell you those numbers aren't always accurate.
Yeah, there is a great deal with the goals against is to do with how your team plays defensively, and that's so important. And I think Coach Paul is so keyed in on how important the defense is and how that really builds your team.
Right, and it's kind of like if you want to jump sports to baseball, it's like a pitcher's earned run against average. How accurate is that for defensive issues and things like that?
Sorry, could you repeat that? It's so loud in here right now.
Hey, that's a good problem to have. Get used to it, my friend. But some of those stats are misleading in the sense of, like, baseball, for example, with the earned runs against or errors per game and stuff like that, where sometimes that can be inflated by one bad game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially so young into the season and with not many games played, when you have such a small sample size, it's hard to get a great idea of who you're playing or how you think you're playing yourself. But it's important to just work hard, get those performances in, and win games in the end.
Oh yeah, you can say it at any level. Winning a game is a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
You're all pretty evenly matched. What do you do when you have the opportunity, when someone makes a mistake on your team? How do you recover? How do you take advantage of their mistakes? There's a lot of psychological aspect into that as well.
Absolutely. It's so important to not only bounce back when you're down, but keep your head up. Because when you're almost hurting yourself mentally, it's so much harder to dig yourself out of a tough situation.
Well, with that, we're just about ready for our national anthem, as we have our starters out there. That is, of course, Deacon Shaw lined up with Oliver Bulduk, Lucas Whitehead. We have Francesco Denti, Hogan McNeish, and Owen Atkins for the River Kings. So with that, we're going to step out for the national anthem. Keep listening here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and 105.5 WIRI. We are just moments away from the first face-off of the regular season for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings at home at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Wisconsin Rapids, they're taking the ice wearing their blue sweaters with green and white stripes, with the blue breezers, with green and white stripes, and the blue socks, as they are, again, blue with green and white stripes. Hudson, on the other hand, they are wearing their white tops with red and black stripes. Big logo right on the front. Black numerals on there. Their black breezers, as well as the white socks with red and black stripes, as the ceremonial first pitches for baseball. Puck drop. I'm so used to doing baseball that we're doing the ceremonial puck drop here between the two teams. Here is a there's the drop and a very big bunch of smiles out there for everybody out there.
Do you think they put that on the stats, Mike, or do you think that's not when they record?
Man, it would be interesting to see if it's a one face-off or a lost one. That so far, I think it's 1-0 at home.
I'll give
Rapids a win on that. So we're just about ready to get things going here. Make sure I get my correct sports now from here on out as we get ready for the good old hockey game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Three referee crew as the teams are circling out at mid-ice, warming up the legs. Goalies are getting ready as we are just about ready for hockey night tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Teams are getting all sorted out. There's a whistle. And there's a drop of the puck, and we got a whistle. 1 second into the game as the team's a little bit of nerves getting in there as players were getting into the face-off circle before they were really supposed to. So here we go. There's a redo of the drop, and we are underway as Hudson, they control it, the puck, and send it down just slightly into the Rapids zone. Rapids recovers mid-ice. Up, chips it ahead, up into the zone for the River Kings as Atkins is back down, caught in that corner is McNeish as he's fighting for it. He comes away with it. Drop pass back down below the cage. That was intended for Francesco Denti. Sent back down. Hudson starts to recover. They clear the zone back out to center ice. Wisconsin Rapids does have possession of the puck, trying to chip it up. And Denti has a loose puck. He chips it up ahead behind the goal as there's a mad race for the puck. We're underway as it's just minute 19:20 left in the first period. No score, of course. His teams are just trying to get the flow. Rapids, they get a shot on goal high and wide of the mark. Goes up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play. 19:06 left to go in the first period. No score, but that's not to be too surprised about, is it, Rory?
No, they're just testing each other right now, just chipping it in, see what they can get, see what bounces are available, and it's an exciting start. First home game, so everyone's going to be hyped up for it.
Oh, yeah, and there's an expression, there's no bad shots taken, so
absolutely.
Just throw it on net. You never know what's going to happen. Is face off to the blocker side of height for Hudson, and Hudson controls. That's a one face off. They chip it in on net, and there is a glove save there for Schaub. There is a whistle as there is going to be a Wisconsin Rapids River King going to the penalty box for the first time this season for a trip.
Yeah, that's a tough one to take early. You don't want to let them build momentum, so hopefully the River Kings can kill this one off.
That is on Hunter Raffert. As that comes at exactly, that'd be a trip, exactly 1 minute into the game. So power play coming up here for Hudson as face off to the blocker side of Shaw. Rapids does control that face off, get it out of the zone, and they send it to the length of ice. Rapids is being pursuing it by Tudich as he's going after that puck. Hudson, they recover it on the far side. Puck is loose center ice. Gathered by Rapids, they send it right back down. For those that are new to hockey, if you are on the penalty kill, you can ice the puck. So that's what Rapids is going to do to get rid of that two-minute penalty and try to keep this game at even or maybe even a shorthander. But until that point, Hudson, they're starting to establish his own. Hogg takes a shot right into the chest of Shaw, and we got another stoppage of play with a minute 26 left on this power play opportunity for Hudson.
Yeah, it was a good first save for Deacon. He saw it all the way, so good confidence builder.
Absolutely. If he's not sure of that puck, that's when trouble happens. And either way, Hudson to the blocker side of Shaw. Johnson in there. He does not win at Rapids. Does control it. And right back down the ice it goes by Bolduc. Hudson. Height stops it behind the cage. Puck is loose. Cool. Oh, just nearly a chance opportunity with McNeish. He has it behind the goal. He sends it out. Gets out of the zone. Hudson does recover. Puck is loose center ice. Rapids does gather it as they try to set up more of an opportunity to run down the clock, but maybe even to set up a shorthanded offense as it appears that they are going to just try to run down the clock as Bolduc, he sends it the length of the ice with, as I'm looking here, a short, hard angle shot taken by McNeish, and there's another opportunity, and it just slides wide. Constantine from Hudson, he gets the puck, and he sends it down into the Rapids zone. No icing on that play. as Rapid sends it around the boards. Back to center ice. There is another Hudson opportunity with it as Wilcox has it. Spins around, does a 360. Races up past mid-ice, gets into the Rapid zone. Drop pass opportunity. Shot deflected in front by the Rapids defense as they clear the zone back out to mid-ice. Hudson back on the attack as they get Wilcox back in there. He chips it deep into the zone as Rapids sends it around the boards, chips it up ahead, and there's going to be a little bit of a race, folks, as we have Rapids coming in. Emil Obstfelder, he comes in, comes up a little bit dry on that puck attempt as we have a big scrum going on down there in the corner. Puck squirts loose as a power play has expired. Both teams at full strength here with 16:50 left to go in the first period. Rapids has controlled the puck to this point a little more than Hudson, despite the power play opportunity, as the puck is loose in high slot. Picked up by the River Kings. There's a trip up there. Rapids has possession, and now there is a stoppage of play as Hudson, they are going to be going to the penalty box on a trip all their own, so the River Kings have another opportunity, or their first opportunity, on the power play.
Yeah, I thought it was a great kill by the River Kings. Really impressive the way they shut them down, so let's see what they can build on the power play.
That will be number 10 going in for, that's Tommaso Mazza. So Allstrand with the puck on the right wing, pass over across the way up to the top circles, and that was a shot that went high up into the netting by Obstfelder, and we got a stoppage of play. Just 10 seconds into this man advantage for the River Kings, as there is a 2-0 shot advantage for Hudson to this point, as they were able to get the puck on net twice, but that's a little misleading this early in the game as Rapids controls the faceoff.
Rapids definitely dictating the pace so far.
Up high slot, that's Whitehead, pass over to Allstrand, back across through the slot, back down to Whitehead, top of the slot, he shoots in there, bouncy puck turned away as there's a race to the corner, and Rapids keeps it in the zone. Dente, he has it, drops back to Allstrand. Allstrand back across the way. That was sent over to Obstfelder. Shot right along the crease. Puck is loose, bouncing around. Everyone's digging for it. It's still loose. Peek back behind the cage. Rapids has it. Yeah, that was gathered by Caden Schweitzer, and the puck gets sent down the length of the ice. 1:10 left on this man advantage for the River Kings. They control the ice back into their defensive zone as Obstfelder, he has it. Back across to Allstrand. He comes up. Pass mid-ice, breaks it into the zone. He stops, slams on the brakes, sends it back mid-ice. Puck is a little bit loose. Dente tends it back along the goal line. Pass back out, up to the circle. Allstrand back over to Whitehead, whiffs on a shot. Backhands it back to the circle. Rapids just a little hyped up here as he sends it back to Obstfelder. Shot from the slot. That is wide of the mark by Dente. And Rapids continues. Schweitzer sends it over to Allstrand. Allstrand back across to Obstfelder. High slot. Pass back to the circle. Allstrand, short angle shot, bounces off the goalie, and Rapids still has possession. Dente has it. He stops. Pass way across the ice. That is Obstfelder. He stops, brings it back across. He's crossing the face. Allstrand, he can't quite make a good connection there. He goes around the cage, shot back out of front. Another he gets save. Another chance and turned away. Allstrand, he still has it. Lots of shots put up on net, but nothing going into the net. 3-2-1 as there's a shot bounce off the side of the cage. That power play is over, and Hudson, they start to get a little bit of a charge here as they survive their first penalty of the night.
Yeah, really good kill. They soak the pressure well, and nothing comes of the power play.
Hudson, they are on the attack as Rapids, they send it back down to Hudson. Jackson keeps it down, sends it back deep. Rapids comes back up. Jake Bryson, he sends it up. A little bit of contact there as it looks like Williams had the puck as there was a little bit of a scrum going on there. Sent back deep behind the goal of Hudson. Just under 14 minutes left to go in this first period. Still no score. Rapids holding a 5-2 shot advantage. They hold the puck at center ice. Garcia, he passes over to the other side as a puck squirts down into the Hudson defensive zone. Williams, he's harassing the skater. That was Nick Constantine. And the puck still loose at center ice. Rapids has controlled the play. But Hudson, they're not backing down from this either as Rapids tries to establish a little bit of attack and a quick little line change for Hudson. Rapids gets a puck in the zone. There's a little drop pass, then to cross. There's going to be an opportunity in the slot. Just jumped the stick of the Rapids skater. That was Felix Ahlstrand. Wants that opportunity again, but Rapids sends the puck down deep as they get a line change to continue this attack. 13 minutes left to go in this first period. Wisconsin Rapids is on the attack. Diamond, he passes it up ahead. And there's a point-blank shot right there by Bryce Cooper, and it is saved by Height. So we got a stoppage of play. 12:58 left to go in this first period. No score between the Hudson Havoc and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Drop of the puck. Rapids is gaining possession of it as they have most of the game so far to this point. As there's a Rapids does control it. There is an opportunity to pass it up into the slot. Pass was not allowed as there's a shot from the point. That point shot comes from Jacob Chevier Alexander, and that was covered up yet again by Height. So Height is really getting peppered early on. 12:44 left to go in this first period as there's another faceoff. That one to the blocker side of Height. Puck gets sent out to mid-ice, neutral ice, as Raffert gathers it for the River Kings. Chevy Alexander, he comes up, passes it down, gets it down deep into the zone. Cooper is up there fighting over the loose puck. A little bit of a tangle there. Cooler heads prevail. Raffert, he misses on opportunity to glove it quick, and there's a big hit at the blue line. Clean hit. Puck is loose behind the Rapids net, but that was a heck of a check, and teams are playing on. Puck is loose just inside the Hudson defensive zone. Cooper can't quite come up with it. Puck back out. Rapids has cleared the zone. And they do. Cooper has it. He tries a drop pass. No one home. Gets it back out of the zone. Rapids does continue to keep possession, but they have to clear the zone yet again. Otherwise, they get whistled for an offsides. Now, Rapids does get back into the zone. Bulldog, he takes a shot. Sends it over to Denti, who takes a shot. Bouncing, and there's a bouncing puck right on the doorstep. No one home. There's a shot just wide by Denti as River Kings, they keep after it. Denti has it. He chips it up ahead towards the corner where Hudson's going to get to it first. And Rapids tries to change things up just a little bit, get some fresh legs out there on the ice. Nice opportunity for Hudson, but Rapids comes up, gets a stop by Lucas Whitehead, who stops that puck from possibly a home run pass. Whitehead stops at the goal line. He comes back, chips back down underneath. That underneath pass was to Whitehead. And we have River Kings coming up on the attack. McNeish has it, passes it over. And there's an attempt to get to the slot. No one home. 11-11 left to go in this first period. Bulldog, he gets it. Gets behind the Rapids goal, trying to decide which way to go. He goes to his right, spins, stops. Passes it over to Whitehead. Whitehead has it. A little bit of miscommunication there as Rapids tries to break out of the zone. Send it up ahead. Dente with it. He passes it up. Nice drop pass all the way down. Atkins has it. He back checks it. Or he back tips it back on the goal. And that is stopped by Dominic Height. And we got a stoppage of play. No score between Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Hudson Havoc. 10:47 left to go in this first period. Rapids holding a 9-2 shot advantage. No shot's a bad shot.
Yep.
But you're hoping you get one or two here before the end of the first period.
For sure. I think Height's been impressive, though. He's battled well, especially in that power play.
Very well. I agree with you completely here as Rapids wins that faceoff. Hudson does regain possession and sends it deep. Sending it up, and there is a whistle as there will wait for the call. As I think it will be, go wait for the indication here by the officiating crew. Interference call going to be coming up against Wisconsin Rapids. Sam Hall, number two, Sam Hall, as he's an interference call, and that comes up at 9:24 in the first period. So another power play opportunity for Hudson, which I know they would like to jump up on Wisconsin Rapids here with the second time being the charm.
It could really change the way that the game's been played right now if they score.
Absolutely. As the puck drop to the blocker side of Shaw, as Rapids gets it down deep. Bryceland, he's given a heck of a pursuit as he doesn't quite get there before Mason Sanders of Hudson gets it. Whitehead does come up with a puck. Puck's bouncing around there. Rapids just wants to burn up some of this clock and maybe even get a shorthanded. They got an opportunity back behind as there's a little bit of contact there as Bulldog, he had opportunity to possibly take a shot from that low slot. Turns up, No good as Hudson, they come away with the puck as they try to establish the zone. Big hit against the ice. No one home there as Rapids are harassing those forward players of Hudson. Rapids sends it back down to the other end. Obstfelder, he's down there as Hauge. He did not get to the puck for Hudson, so Rapids and Hudson playing at neutral ice. Rapids, Whitehead does gather the puck. Bulldog has it. Sends it up. Bounce pass off the boards. Chipped up ahead, and Rapids gets a line change. Rapids does succeed in that as Hudson back on the attack. They get the puck down deep. Johnson chips it in low. Back behind the Rapids cage, sent all the way back around the boards, all the way back down the ice, and we got 47 seconds left on the skater advantage for Hudson. No score in this game yet. 9:20 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, the River Kings have done a great job on the PK so far, really keeping Hudson away from their net.
And just like that, there is an icing call on Hudson. If you're on the power play, you can ice it, but if you're on the penalty kill, you can. So that will get a stoppage of play. 9:08 left in this first period as the puck is taken all the way back down to the far side of the rink. That would be the Hudson end. That'll be a puck drop on the blocker side of height as the puck is dropped. And we are underway back here as the puck is loose, sent back around the cage. Going to the near corner. Little chip up ahead as Hudson, they can establish some possession of this puck. Racing down the far side, get into the Rapids zone, cleared away. Defense doing a good job breaking that up, and puck sent all the way back down. It won't be a shot on goal, but it was slowed down there by height with 6 seconds left. And the skater advantage for Hudson. 3-2-1, and that power play is over. Rapids is now 2-0, stopping that skater advantage. So they're doing well on that as there's a nice little check at the blue line. Puck loose, Cooper, he comes up with it. Pass, beautiful pass over there to Tudich, but couldn't quite get a stick on it. Puck back out to center ice. Raffert has it, gets it back down in the Hudson zone. There's a possible trip, but no call as we play on. Hudson, they get possession. They go on down. They get back. Hauge with it. Sends a shot wide of the net. Goes up into the netting to protect the fans. We got a stoppage of action. 8:04 left in this first period. No score between Hudson and Wisconsin Rapids. Again, thanks for tuning in tonight on Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and 105.5 WRI. Again, my name's Mike Comer, bringing you the action with color brought in by Rory McGibbon, one of the River Kings players who gets a night off. So good insight from him when you get the opportunity. Face off to the blocker side of Shaw. And that's won by Rapids. Gets it out to center ice. Tischner from Hudson. He gets it up ahead. No clear possession right now. Tischner back in there trying to get possession. Allstrander, he gets it up, passed up into the Hudson zone. No penalty call and a little bit of a high elbow there on that far glass. Referee's doing a good job letting him play as there is another icing call here. 7:34 left to go in this first period.
Yeah, Hudson, they've been struggling with the pressure. I think they've been icing it quite a bit, just sending it long. Not really been able to establish any zone pressure, so the River Kings are doing a great job right now.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. The shots aren't hitting the back of the net,
yeah.
But they're not letting that rattle them. So I'm sure they know as well as you do, just keep after it, keep chipping away. Something's going to happen. Faceoff is won by Rapids. Bulldog takes a shot, almost screened right in front, but turned away by Height. Rapids still has it, taking a shot. Passing up, actually, was Whitehead as he passed it around from the circle. Shot and
good save.
Goalie has no idea where it is, but he covered it up. So a heck of a shot, or heck of a shot taken by the River Kings. Heck of a save made by Height. And we stay scoreless yet with 7:19 left to go in this first period. No score. As I said, 11-2 shot advantage for Rapids. And that's key because Hudson, they had a 2-0 advantage in shots first couple minutes. And now it's 11-0 run by the River Kings. The River Kings really starting to slant the ice in their direction as a puck was dropped to the blocker side of Height and was sent right up into the netting. So we got another stoppage of play as someone out there gets a souvenir.
Yeah, they look happy. Always good to get a puck.
Yep,
as long as it's not
right.
Fired at you.
Yeah, give it to a kid. I think a kid got it, so that's good. Someone gets a nice souvenir as we're back facing off to the blocker side of Height. Rapids does control it, but gets out to center ice, so they've got to reset their offense. Schweitzer, he has it. bumped up ahead. That's corralled over there by Ostrand. He gets up there, loose puck, and it's poke checked away by Height. Rapids still fighting for it and trying to gain possession. Bulldog, he's up there, fighting for it. Ostrand, he's up there. Puck gets sent out into the Hudson Havoc bench, so we got another stoppage of play. 6:11 left to go in this first period. Still scoreless. 12-2 shot advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. That ice is really starting to slant in the favor of Rapids, but they just can't beat Height yet.
Yeah. They really flipped the ice on Havoc. I think Havoc had an impressive start, but River Kings have just come back strong.
This time, there's face-off to the glove side of Height. Puck bouncing around. Hall, he sends down, redirect. Little ricochet there. Comes up no good as Hudson comes away with it. Puck stopped there by Hall. Sent back into the Hudson zone. Cooper, he's harassing the puck handler. Diamond's in there as well. As Diamond, he tries to chip one up there, and Height covers it again as we get a stoppage. 6.5 minutes to go in this first period. As 12-2 shot advantage for the River Kings. No score, despite the advantage of getting the rubber on the net.
And I think despite the shots, I don't think the River Kings have been able to establish too much pressure. I think it's been quite stop-start.
I do agree with you on that, as a puck is won by Wisconsin Rapids. Centering pass turned away by the Hudson defense. They're doing a great job blocking those passing lanes. Puck still held down into the offensive zone for Rapids. A little bit of contact there behind the net. And breakout opportunity for Hudson. They chip it down into the far corner off the high glass. No stoppage of play. Hall has it. Sends it up ahead. Kind of a dump pass up. Rapids on the breakout attack. That is Noah Diamond. Diamond has it on the right side. Slams on the brakes at the circle. Quick pass over to Garcia. Rapids is going to be on power play here as a delayed penalty. As Rory said, shot opportunity for Bryceland, and it's gobbled right up by Height as we get a stoppage here right in the belly, right in the breadbasket. Height's all over it as we get a stoppage play. 5:49 left to go in this first period. Rapids gets their second power play opportunity. As it will be, there's another tripping penalty, and that's going to be on number 26, Wilcox. It's Darren Wilcox. And that came up at the 14-11. Rapids is on the power play here. Schweitzer, he has it back down low. Passed back out front by Obstfelder. Passed on over to Whitehead. Ostrand. Drop pass to Whitehead. Ostrand shot from the
good
circle.
Save.
Nice save there by Height as their puck is sent out of play on a clearing opportunity. So no delay of game on that. That was not intentional by any means as they need another puck. And Rapids will get another faceoff. This one will be to the glove side of Height with 1:30 left in this power play advantage. Two quick shots there by Wisconsin Rapids as they still hold a 14-2 advantage. No score, though, is the drop of the puck right there. And that is sent the length of the ice. So Hudson going to clear about 10 to 15 seconds. This skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids as we approach 5 minutes left in this first period.
Height's been the difference maker so far, Mike.
He definitely has. He's stood on his head to this point as Rapids gets the attack, and there's a loose puck in there, and he covers it again as Rapids has been controlling the flow of the game, and it's been a little start, stop, but the puck has been played in their offensive zone way more than it has in the Hudson zone, but the opportunities of the good quality shots, I guess you could call it, hasn't been there because that defense and the goaltending has been so tough.
I agree.
There has been the puck drop there on the blocker side of Height. Rapids has it. Bryceland on the near side. Pass way back across to Tutich. Shot deflected high and into the netting. Another stoppage of play. 58 seconds left on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. 4:48 left to go in this opening period of action in the home opener for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. To this point, Rapids, I would say, just by the eye test, maybe the better team, but I'll tell you what, Hudson, they're impressing me with how tough they are playing.
Drop of the puck. The game can flip on an inch as well.
Oh, absolutely. There's a drop of the puck. Rapids controls it. Tutich, he has it. Drops pass back all the way down to Oliver Bulduk. Bulduk, he has it. Looking, where does he want to go? Does he want to go across the ice? Down low. Bulduk, he has it again. Tutich, high slot, right down into the slot. There's a little bit of a scrum going on there as Bryceland gets in there, throws a little bit of a screen, shot from the far side, and that's gobbled up yet again by Height. As he's Height, pardon the pun, he's playing tall tonight.
Yep. He's finding those pucks really well.
Well, that it's part of that. The defense has got to get a little more active and screen them out a little better. Don't
I agree.
You know, move around a little bit. Don't stand in one spot. It's another face-off to the blocker side of Height. Tudic all the way across Bryceland, wide of the mark with a slapper from the point. Tudic has it again. He's looking for where to go. Gets it back to Bryceland. He gets to the circle, gets to the center of it. Back pass all the way over to the far side. That was to Bulldog. Back down low. Short angle shot right off the shoulder of Height, and he gets a piece of it, and we got 10 seconds left on the skater advantage for Rapids. Tudic, he gives chase. Chipped up ahead by Shaw. Rapids on the attack with 2:01 seconds left. Drop pass, shot from the point. Bulldog has it. Shot from the circle. Deflecting up right at the top of the crease. Way out of the line of shot of the goal. Wraparound attempt by Wisconsin Rapids. That is Bryceland. Not slams on the brakes. Shot from the slot, and that almost looked like went in, but right off the, I think it was the side of the blocker there by Height.
It almost looked like that bounced off the arm of number 5.
Yeah, that was close. I knew it bounced off an arm. As there's a shot, real close angle shot there by Atkins, and gobbled up yet again by Height.
Yeah.
As we just got 3:21 left in this first period. A couple really good opportunities, and I didn't know if it hit off the side of the blocker of Height there, or like you said, it got hit by Bryson Madison's arm. Either way, it turned away that puck that had that corner of the net all over it.
It was bouncing around. Hard to track those ones when they're bouncing. You just try and do anything to get it out.
You flop like a crappie sometimes, right?
Yeah.
As there's another face-off, this one to the glove side of Height. Rapids controls it. Williams, he gets his stick lifted off the ice right there as Hudson, they're on the attack. They get the puck down low. Rapids chips it back out. Rapids, big collision up there in the corner. Very nice, clean hit. They're a little tangled up there as they're trying to get up. And there's a delay of game. There's a delay penalty going to be called. And I believe that's going to be a penalty on Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, it was just behind the play. Number 27 and number 19. 27 hit 19, and then 19, I don't think he liked it too much.
Yeah, that's going to be Wisconsin Rapids' own Aiden Welsh going on down to the penalty box. Because that will be, I believe that's a roughing penalty.
Yeah, he did. Number 27 did hop on the Havoc player. So,
16:58 at the time of the penalty.
This is a really important kill going into the intermission.
Absolutely. This is a 2 minutes with two-minute power play with 3:02 left to go in this first period. No score, but Rapids still holding a 19-2 shot advantage. Here's Hudson's opportunity here to kind of get an opportunity on Wisconsin Rapids as they have an opportunity. They won the faceoff, but it was gloved there by Deacon Shaw, as we get a stoppage of play. So that would be the third shot of the game for Hudson. So that breaks a 19-0 shooting advantage by Rapids as there is a face-off to the glove side of Shaw. It is won by Rapids, but it is controlled now by Hudson as they go to send the puck deep. Stick got knocked out of Whitehead's hands as he just ties it up down behind the goal. 1:40 left on the skater advantage. As Rapids is trying to clear the puck, it's down low right along the goal line. Now Hudson trying to establish some kind of a offensive attack. Just inside the blue line, pass low down to the circle. Cross ice pass to the circle. Shot blocked by the defense down low. Another opportunity that is covered. That is covered by Shaw as we have a whistle. And there's some motioning of players to get out of there. So Shaw skates out with the puck. So dead play right now.
I believe a penalty on number 17, Noah Diamond.
Yeah, he's asking what he did, so I think you're accurate in that statement. So that'll be a 5-on-3 skater advantage. So Rapids really has to be careful now.
I've got to say, a tough call. He was just coming to defend his goalie, and I think the refs must be saying the hands got a bit high.
Wisconsin Rapids penalty here, number 17, Noah Diamond.
Yeah, cross-check penalty. 17-31 on that penalty, or 39, excuse me. Hudson on the attack.
Good block.
5-on-3. Nice block. There is an opportunity. There was for Hudson. That would be Mason Sanders with it. Sends it out deep. Shot deflected in front by the defense, and no one was home. Hudson had an opportunity there as Haugi has it. Sends it down low. Pass back across ice. That is Mason with it. Sends it low, and that's deflected by the defense in the corner. Big slapper sent down into the neutral ice, into the Hudson zone. So 5-on-3 for another 45 seconds here, Wisconsin Rapids. At the disadvantage of that. No score. Here's Hudson. They're really trying to chomp at the bit to get on that board. Haugi shot, takes a pass down low. Thought about a shot. Rapids Tudich. He thought different of it. Near side shot. Deflected wide of the net just at the mid-slot level as the Hudson player falls down. They're fighting a scrum there right in the back of the goal. Rapids trying to gain possession and send the puck down. We've got a minute 19 left to go. Rapids does gain possession and cannot clear the zone. Hudson back in business. Shot from
great
the top
block
of the circle. Outstanding block there by Whitehead as Hudson still on the attack. Rapids cannot clear it as there's a shot. Deflection right on the doorstep, but way wide of the mark. Hudson has an opportunity as there is a shot and a diving save by Shaw. And when he did that, he knocked the goal off inadvertently. Didn't do it on purpose, so there will be no line changes. But there was a heck of a save by Shaw as he looked like Superman diving for it.
Great save by Deacon. He's so athletic and so, like, he battles so hard. So wouldn't see him not making that.
Under a minute to go, 59.2 seconds left to go. And we're back to a 5-on-4 power play, the regular power play, with for 37 seconds. So there will be roughly about 22 seconds of even hockey there. Rapids does not control the faceoff, but they do control the puck now, and they send it back down the length of the ice. 30 seconds left in the skater advantage for Hudson. 49 seconds left in the first period. No score between Hudson and Wisconsin Rapids. Hudson sends it back down deep. Rapids attempts to clear it, and they do. Back to center ice and back down to the far end behind the Hudson goal. Atkins gives a little bit of chase. Sent back around. Cooper in there looking to pick up a loose puck there as there's a little bit of contact. Opportunity in the slot, but Hudson comes back with it. Johnson, he takes it up, gets it into the Rapids zone, and the power play is over. Rapids withstands it. We still have no score. 16 seconds left. Rapids sends it length of the ice. It is on goal, so there is no stoppage play. 10 seconds to go, 8-7, as Rapids tries to tie the puck up down low, gets it out to center ice. 3-2-1, and that is your first period here in Wisconsin Rapids, where Hudson and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings have skated to a 0-0 tie in that game, or in this first period, I should say. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six penalties called in that first period. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four against Wisconsin Rapids, two against Hudson, but they still hold a 20-5 shot advantage in that first period. So we're going to step out here in Wisconsin Rapids, going to get a clean sheet of ice, and we will be back here for more exciting USPHL North Division action between Wisconsin Rapids and Hudson. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI FM, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. With sunshine tomorrow, the high climbs to the low 60s. A little breezy and warming to the mid-60s on Monday. Warmer up into the 70s Tuesday. Chance of rain Tuesday night and Wednesday. Currently, it's 37.
Boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me.
jagged side. Somehow we wake up in each other's arms.
My floor. left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. Listen to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a-coming, I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, 'cause I need you by my side. Gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when they say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the stars coming.
Minute prior to the start of the second period, at the Southwood County Recreation Center and USPHL North Division Hockey between the Hudson Havoc and the Wisconsin Rapids or River Kings. That first period ended 0-0. No one got to the back of the net. as Rapids still held a 20-5 shot advantage. Deacon Shaw for Wisconsin Rapids made saves on each of the five shots he faced. Dominic Height from Hudson stopped all 20 shots that he faced. This very, very good game so far to this point. Just no one can find the back of the net. As want to quick give a big shout out to Art and Zach on the cameras and our big boss man Matt here. So all complaints can go to him. Just make sure it's Matt Fillmore Esquire when you send it. And of course, Rory McKibben here, given the color, as always, doing a great job at that. And we are underway as the River Kings, yet again, control a faceoff as one of the Havoc players got up a little slow, grabbing an elbow, but he still plays on. Those hockey players are tough. As Whitehead collects the puck, neutralized, sends it back down. No power play. We're playing even 5-on-5, despite the 6 penalties in that first period. 4 by Rapids, 2 by Hudson. But we still play a scoreless game as the puck is loose at center ice. Up, gathering it for the Havoc. Mason Saunders sends it up ahead, but Rapids, they control it. Whitehead with it, sends it up, tipped by Atkins as Denty comes up and pursues. 21 gets it for Wisconsin Rapids. It's Oliver Bulldup, and he sends it back down. Rapids trying to get a line change real quick as they pressure up ahead, trying to get possession of that puck. Well, Hudson, they send it out. They send it back down for a potential line change of their own as they get back up in there as Chevier Alexander applied a little pressure. Denty chips it up ahead. There's going to be no icing as there's another line change for Rapids. Puck is stopped behind the cage there by Dominic Height, and we play on. 18:48 to go in the second period as Rapids takes a little spinning shot there by Whitehead, I believe that was. Obsterfelder, excuse me. Learning the numbers as we go, as there is a check right up against the boards right underneath of us. Rapids comes away with the Obsterfelder. He grabs it, tries to split two defensemen, gets tied up in there. That's borderline interference, but no call, as that's my speculation, but I've seen it a few times over the years, as Chevier Alexander takes a shot, turned away by Height. Height has been playing huge for the Havoc. As Rapids takes a shot from about the top of the circles, and the bouncing puck is indeed, as now they have an opportunity. Loose puck, corralled.
Unlucky bounce off the stick.
Yeah, broken stick laying on the ice as there's a short angle shot taken by Lang from Hudson and goes wide of the net. Pass up ahead as there's a little wrister taken, slides off the puck or slides off the stick by Lang as Rapids, they are able to clear it, and there's chase given. There will be no icing as Gabriel Sorensen of Hudson comes up with it. Hudson back on the attack. There were forechecks going a little stronger in this second period, as it did start strong in the first period, but then they just went cold. Rapids gets the puck. They get it down low. Schweitzer has it. He